Paul Kelly, and before too long, it is Molloy on Triple M. Tom Gleisner soon. Have you been paying attention? Back on TV tonight, he'll be here. Joining us right now in studio is Titus O'Reilly.
Hello, Titus.
Molloy. Oh, very good to be here. Enjoying the Mexico theme.
You are. You've come on a good day. Is it? You don't find it offensive at all, do you, I hope?
Mexico in general?
Just our approach to Mexican material. We just have fun trying to think of everything.
I'd be disappointed if your approach wasn't offensive. Why are we listening?
That's why I do it. Before we get into you, a ruling on Dora the Explorer, please.
Dora the Explorer is an American animated series featuring Dora, who is a little girl of Latin America descent, does not specify which Latin American country she is from.
Undocumented, then, that means.
And as a minor, she's probably be separated from her parents at the border.
You think that's the exploring? I'm looking for my parents. The U.S. government separated it.
All right, then we've got the new movie. Is there anything else we do? Well, what about sport? Is there anything? What's the Mexican contribution to sport been? Well,
they got a few. They had a president elect, or he was a presidential candidate who cheated in the Berlin Marathon, but didn't know he had a microchip in his. bib and got on the train and set almost a record. They were going, geez, going pretty fast.
No. I think the marathon, is it the most rife for cheating? Is that the one most
it's
open?
It's right up there.
It's wide open, isn't
wide
it?
Wide open.
It just, yeah.
There was one Chinese woman that did it on the bike, except she did it in the bib in front of everyone.
Didn't care.
But there was the one where Mexico, several times their soccer team, World Cup soccer team,
I love their antics.
By having escorts, should we say, before and after matches. They had one in after a Scottish friendly.
But
they took the word friendly.
Very friendly. A bit handsy, in fact. That was after a Scottish friendly 2 weeks before the World Cup. And they told wives and partners that they didn't want to go because they needed to bot a team. It was a team bonding exercise.
Yeah. They had 30 escorts. Oof. And the weirdest thing is two of the teammates were brothers. So that's got to be all weird.
Yeah.
It's not a normal.
No. Don't look at me.
Do you know I'd be upset?
Go!
People were outraged and saying, can you believe this? And I'm like, I'd be shocked if the Mexican team weren't doing.
That's what they do at the Mexican Academy. That's how they train. That's how you get in.
It's great to build up sort of the cardiovascular. Very demanding sport, soccer.
I love it. It's one of the best, and they always provide. They play a good game too, don't they, the Mexicans? Do you think? They were very good at the Rio World Cup. Which I remember, because I remember watching Mexico play as I drove to one of their stadiums, and the cab driver, you know how we watch it on our phone?
Yeah.
Actually had a TV on the dashboard.
No way.
An actual TV,
really?
which he was watching.
Had the rabbit's ears?
As we went through food stalls.
Well, it was amazing when I was in Mexico. I just remember being approached every 2 minutes and asked if I wanted to buy cocaine.
Okay.
Which I would respond by saying, I was just about to ask you that. But it was like the big issue.
Sure. You didn't have to ask twice over there. Just quickly, before we go to a break, Vladimir Putin, I want to ask you about. Did you see the footage of Vladimir Putin? How many goals did he score in the ice hockey against pros?
Nine goals.
Nine.
And he's done it once before.
Jeez.
And we were just saying no one is slower than a defenseman, Vladimir Putin. And Kim Jong-il of North Korea, he did this. He set a record on a golf course. He had 10 hole-in-ones.
That's amazing.
And
incredible.
Unfortunately, the only witnesses were his Secret Service.
Interesting.
So some people sort of doubt that was...
I still think Donald Trump's a bigger cheat, but how do you have 10 holes-in-one when there's not even 10 par threes on a golf course? It's impossible.
He's that good.
When we were talking soccer, I remember North Korea in a World Cup or a World Cup qualifier scored a goal and then they just stopped the transmission in North Korea and then just reported it as a win. They won one love. In fact, they ended up losing 4-1, but they stopped when North Korea got a goal in North Korea. They stopped the broadcast.
See, there'd be a lot of people whose teams are not very good at the moment that would be going, gee, that's actually not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Well, it could come in handy. Eight goals he scored, but I thought I was watching. I mean, because the Russians are bloody good at ice hockey.
I said nine because he asked me
to. I said nine.
He hacked my phone. I'm sorry.
You've added one. He didn't want to get jammed.
He's not happy with you, correct? Fact checking. If there's one thing I know about Vladimir, he doesn't like to be fact checked.
Yes. No. Well, I tell you what. So he's playing pro ice hockey. I thought it was in slow motion. I go, why is this in? Oh, it's not. So there's basically watching Vladimir Putin shuffle with himself down the thing, and then the keeper has to go to great lengths to miss the puck.
Yeah.
So the keeper, it's coming at like, again, it's sliding slowly, snail's inevitably, towards the keeper, who has to dive out of the way.
Yeah.
As the thing.
Well, because you know, if you're the defender and you line him up and hit him, you know that the hit's then going to be put out on you.
Oh,
it won't be on the ice.
No, this is
will be on ice.
And this is probably at his home course too, because, you know, we saw that part of his house involved an underground ice rink.
Yeah, that's right.
The whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his home court, so he's bound. He was bound to kill at least 8. Hang about. When we come back, Cameron Bancroft's done an interview that affects us all. Australian
enormous.
Cricket. Enormous.
All right, more with Titus after this. Tom Gleisner to come soon. Titus O'Reilly in studio right now. Molloy, Triple A.
Just quickly getting out of the way, Jack Miller's won the French MotoGP back-to-back. Good result for him. And Melbourne, your team, best start since 1956. 9 in a row.
Yeah, well, I remember that too. That was great.
You were there?
Yeah. Right.
All right, and he just stopped celebrating. There it is. Now, the big news, it's in the world of cricket. Apart from, of course, our cricketers coming home amid great controversy.
Yes.
May have jumped a queue, having gone there on Bitcoin and said, what about me?
Via the Maldives.
The Maldives, if you don't mind.
They almost got hit by that Chinese rocket, though.
Oh,
they
saw
heard
that.
It. They heard it go off.
No way.
Yeah. And I thought, gee, China trade wars escalated a little, trying to take out our
adversaries. They just really got it in for the Aussies. But you've got this story, this could blow up. I still say we're going to struggle to ever put this behind us, but we're talking about Sandpaper Gate and new revelations from Cam Bancroft.
Well, Cam Bancroft came out and said that basically he was quizzed and he didn't give a very good answer about, you know, did the bowlers know, which they always denied.
Always denied, only three people knew.
Always denied. And he said, I think it's pretty probably self-explanatory. So he basically he threw them under the bunt. And I don't know, people are saying, well, this is a revelation. We all knew this.
We knew
No one's looking at this and going, oh my God, this is a revelation. Yeah. I really believed Cricket Australia's version of events.
Oh, I know, but
it just proves that sports administrators lie to us, which is, again. But the thing about this is, I knew it was fishy because I had an American. Remember when it happened, Sandpaper Gate? How the world, Australia lost its mind at the time. It was the biggest story. Yeah.
It was a national crisis.
National crisis. Yeah. And I had an American friend, and he said to me, I don't get this at all.
Mm.
And he said, can you explain to me what's going on? I said, yeah, you know, you tell me your understanding and I'll stop you. And he goes, right, so let me get this straight. David Warner is the mastermind. And I said, well, I'm going to have to stop you right there. And then I thought, how do you explain David Warner to an American?
No.
So I said, well, remember that show, The Wire, that people often say is the greatest show of all time? And people will say, who are fans of this show, will go, you got to listen to this show. Or you got to watch every moment and use your whole brain because it's so complex and there's so many layers. If you don't, you'll lose it. I said, well, David Warner says that about play school. That's how I explained David Warner to him.
All right,
but no one believed this.
No one believed it. It was, but they had plausible deniability, or whatever you call it.
It was implausible deniability. This is the thing.
It's what I call
politicians think. Like politicians, sports people think plausible deniability is a thing. When we all know it's implausible deniability. It's like if your kid said what these people said and it's just denied it.
It's the Sergeant Schultz defense. I know nothing. All right, so what happens now? Like, what does this kick up the dust of the whole?
Well, no, they'll come out and say none of them will admit it. He'll say, "Oh, I didn't." He didn't outright say they did. He just said, you know. So we all know. So what are they going to do? They didn't deal with it when it was happening. They're not going to deal with it 5 years later or whatever.
I just want it to go away now. I really do.
As long as they keep winning. We'll be right. That's the equation for Australian sport. As long as we keep winning, we'll forgive them anything.
Let's go to AFL. Collingwood have cleared their champ, Ngoi.
Jordan Ngoi,
Ngoi of I don't know, what do you call it? Like, I can't even muster up the energy. He's stuck his finger up a player's date in the
change rooms,
pre-match. It's been caught on camera, and now it's been blown up to big size, and we just watch it every half hour.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of
perverts. Well, because it happened a couple of times last year, didn't it, with other teams? Yeah, so they were all told not to do it. And it does – John Hopewadi sued him for trademark infringement.
Okay. I love the Hopewadi story.
Well, the favourite bit of the Hopewadi story, not many people know this, apart from it being incredibly funny, and we all know, well, those that don't, John Hopewadi was an innovator.
Sure.
He came up with a way of distracting an opponent, which was to stick his finger up their bump. Right. He did it to five opponents.
He did,
really?
In one game. Imagine you did that at work. you would be in a lot more trouble than he was. Anyway.
It's a Monday for Dave.
Hang on. The John Hopewadi thing, apart from being very funny, it actually gave us the greatest quote in the history of sports.
Yes.
And that was, he said after the game, he said, I wasn't sticking my finger up their bum. I was giving him a wedgie. To which one of the players that he did it to said, I think I know the difference between a finger up my bum and a wedgie. That was a direct quote in the paper. Now, I've got to say, I reckon you would.
Yeah.
Even
you
if you've had neither of them happen to you, it's instinctive.
If I went to my proctologist, right, and he wedged me, I would go, okay, now I'm not paying for that. That is not okay.
Look, appreciate the horseplay.
I always loved it when Hopewadi took up boxing. I went, at least it's safe now. At least he's wearing
gloves.
Got the gloves
on.
Good Lord. Hey, thanks for swinging by today.
Anytime.
Anything to look forward to this week? D's, can they do it again?
Oh, they'll win everything.
They'll win everything.
Wow, look
you
out.
Heard it
Lids
first.
Off.
Well done, Titus. Titus O'Reilly joining us there. Song Whisper Up's next. Malloy, Triple M.